Morning Ireland, 12 minutes past 8. Sobering, brazen and contemptuous, the description by the Garda Commissioner Drew Harris of an unpublished report which shows a substantial number of Gardaí assigned to roads policing being openly hostile towards doing their job, not doing their job, and have no interest in doing their job. Manning checkpoints, spotting and carrying out tests on people for driving while drunk, on drugs, speeding or using their phones. And their managers are either afraid or unwilling to intervene and manage them. That's what independent inspectors found when they sat in cars with Gardaí on roads policing duty and reported to Garda HQ in an as yet unpublished report discussed at a public meeting of the Policing and Community Safety Authority yesterday. We asked the Garda Commissioner and the Garda Representative Association to talk to us this morning, but neither are available to us. The chair of the authority, Elaine Byrne, described the report as shocking.
I would urge the Garda Commissioner and his leadership team to publish it in due course, and I understand that that is something that they're seeking to do, and is the report we received in June. It's shocking because, as the Commissioner outlined today, there are members within roads policing who seem very much disinterested in their job, and this is something that we're concerned about in terms of performance of individual guards, and it's something that the previous authority have looked upon, and the current authority would have concerns about the absence of performance management within the guards. You know, I mean, the vast majority of guards perform their jobs to their best ability, but there, I think, just the blatant disregard some members have, and they knew they were being reviewed by this by these people. They were in the cars with people, and they were openly hostile to doing their job, and I think once that report is published, that we'll see that.
Elaine Byrne also said the authority had concerns about the absence of poor performance management within the Gardaí.
I have to say another thing that we were shocked about, and I know the Commissioner shares it as well, is that there seemed to be a deference or a fear of some management of not actually doing performance management, and just a fear of actually being managers within the guards.
Garda Commissioner Drew Harris has promised to publish the report, which was carried out by consultancy firm Crowe after a disclosure was made by a Garda whistleblower.
Well, what I'll undertake to do is we just do one final read through the report. I just want to be sure nobody's identifiable, and then we can issue the report. It did arise from anonymous correspondence that I received, obviously from a roads policing member, and low anonymous, it had certainly a ring of authenticity about that, and from that then we then engaged Crowe to examine then the work that was undertaken by roads policing. So the reason this is important is there's been a lot of focus on roads policing numbers, but also then obviously then the impact of enforcement on road deaths and seriously injured. So we wanted this piece of work done. It's sobering, to say the least, in terms of its conclusions. But we'll issue the report. As you heard then, there's a working group working through various recommendations, and part of that will be then individual performance management.
That's Garda Commissioner Drew Harris speaking yesterday. Sean Canny is Minister of State at the Department of Transport with responsibility for road safety. He's also an independent TD for Galway East. Sean Canny, good morning.
Good morning, Gavin.
Your reaction to what you've heard and read?
I suppose my first reaction would be that it's shocking to think that these kind of things are going on. This report, which is not yet published, obviously identifies issues within the Garda Síochána Roads policing unit, and I think they need to be sorted out as quickly as possible. From my perspective, and from the perspective of the general public, I need to ensure that the road safety action plan for the next 3 years, which we've put in place, will be a plan that will be acted upon. And there's a huge emphasis on policing within that plan. And the Gardaí have been part of the working group who brought forward the recommendations for this action plan. So my concern is that we need to have everybody working hard to make sure that we get our roads, make our roads safer, that we reduce the numbers of serious accidents and fatalities on the road. And yesterday I was in Claremorris doing a message for the bank holiday weekend. There was police out in force, they were carrying out their duties, and I hope that is what everybody will be doing from now on.
Yes, but is road safety not completely undermined by Gardaí here?
Well, I haven't seen the report. I will be.
Have you not read the report yet? No.
No, I haven't read the report. I haven't. I've just what I get from the media. But if what I get from the media is to go by, there are serious issues here, and I'm sure my colleague in government, Jim O'Callaghan, will be looking at it as well very closely. There's no point in us bringing in laws, reducing speed limits, doing all of this kind of thing if we don't have a functional enforcement section within the Gardaí. That would be my first reaction. And secondly, I this morning I'm thinking of the families of people who have died on our roads, and the 95 that have died up in the first 6 months of this year on our roads. And I'm saying we, and I have a responsibility in road safety. I will be making sure that the message gets right across to the Gardaí that I want full cooperation. I want to make sure that, any enforcements that are being done fully across the country. And we need to work together, and I am confident we will. And I'll be having discussions with Jim O'Callaghan about it as well. And with the, I will be looking to meet the Garda Commissioner, the outgoing Drew Harris, and the incoming Justin Kelly, to make sure that they understand where I'm coming from in terms of road safety.
Yes, but here's the report telling us that a substantial number of Gardaí are not doing their job, admitting not doing their job to keep roads safe, to stop and test people who are putting people's lives on the roads at risk. You're the minister with responsibility for road safety. This report's been available since June, and it hasn't been made available to you. What are you going to do?
No. First of all, what can I do is that I will be bringing in the commissioner, the guard, the commissioner, the outgoing and the incoming, to see what they're going to do to make sure that roads policing is done right, done properly, and done with enthusiasm, which I actually must say that I've seen yesterday on the roads outside Claremorris, which I've seen before when we did a campaign for the bank holiday weekend in June.
Yes, but this report says that several Gardaí are not doing that, Minister.
Yeah, and I think, you know, and somebody's not doing the duty that's brought to account, and that's what in the management of the Gardaí.
But the report says, the report says that people are not being brought to account, that their managers are afraid or unwilling to intervene and bring Gardaí to account.
No, I think this report sets out what's wrong. I think what needs to be done is for the management within the Gardaí to actually act on this report and make sure, without any hesitation, that the recommendations that are there are put in place so that we have an active, cooperative road policing people to help us with road safety. This is about saving lives. There's no compromise here. This is about making sure that our roads are as safe as possible, and we need to have the Gardaí on board in all of the actions we take to achieve that. And they're a vital component in achieving better road safety on our roads.
Victims of serious road collisions, and we spoke to one earlier in the programme, are going to read this and wonder, what's changed here? It's only 8 years since the policing authority reported that Gardaí were making up checkpoints that never happened and making up over 2 million breath tests. What do you say to them?
First of all, as I said this morning, my first thoughts were for the families of people who have died or are seriously injured. These organisations have been very, very proactive bringing about a strategy to improve road safety. They have come on board, they've brought their experiences, and we've been working hand in hand with them. And I think I owe it to these associations and these people who are advocating on behalf of road safety to make sure that every part of our action plan is implemented fully and is actually being conducted fully. I won't get into a discussion about what the Gardaí management should do. I think
why not?
The report is obvious. What I'm saying is the report is obvious what's failing, and I think it's up to management to make sure that that's rectified as quickly as possible.
Should the people who are should the people in this report be identified and moved on, transferred, or even fired?
Well, if there's a dereliction of duty, I don't believe that people can just wipe this over and say, yeah, forget about it. There have to be, if people are not carrying out their duties, there have to be consequences. And no matter what walk of life you're in, if you don't carry out your duties or do what you're supposed to be doing, there are consequences. And I think in all cases, there have to be consequences. And I would expect that when this report is published, I'd be talking, as I said, to the commissioners to express my deep concern with what is in this report, which is an independent report. And times it was carried out with the Crow report was conducted sitting in the car with a guard who wasn't doing his duty.
Yes.
And didn't seem to have a problem with that. So I think there's definitely a serious case to be answered here as quickly as possible.
Separately, Sean Kenny, we'll be talking about the presidency later, Labour's backing of Catherine Connolly in particular. Has anyone come to you looking for your support?
As of now, nobody has come to me looking for my support for a nomination for the president. And that's the fact of it.
Who will you support?
Well, as I've said on occasions before, who will I support? It depends on who's running and depends on who's looking for support. And I will evaluate each candidate that comes to me in due course before making up my mind.
Are you minded to support anybody now?
At the moment, I'm keeping my options open, but we do need to have a presidential campaign, and it is important for the country that we have a strong campaign and the people come out and vote for our new president. So I will be nominating somebody at some stage, but at the moment what I'm doing is I'm waiting to see who else is being nominated, and then I would decide who I think is the best person to represent Ireland as president.
So you're waiting for the right person to come to you?
Well, nobody's come to me yet, so...
You're waiting for anybody to come to you by the sound of it?
Is that a reflection on me or on the candidates? I don't know.
Sean Kenny, Minister of State at the Department of Transport, thank you for speaking with us. It's almost 24 minutes past 8.